I dated someone who was so dumb, he or she blank. And we'll give our favorite out of the next couple calls some Girl Scout cookies, okay?
Okay.
There was a study that found that we think our significant others are smarter than they are. We estimate their intelligence to be higher, which is kind of sweet. But when you hear that, you think back to your past and you go, oh, no, no, no. I didn't overestimate this guy. He was a real dummy. Go ahead, Sue.
So I dated a guy who told me that he liked dating me because he doesn't like dating pretty girls. Oh. And I said, you don't think I'm pretty? And he said, well, it's not like you could be a Playboy model or anything. Oh, it was crazy. I mean, that was him.
How much longer did that last?
It didn't.
Okay,
so that
I was
night actually was kind of funny because I got sick. I had a little bit of wine. I got sick. And he came over and he held my hair and everything and he kind of redeemed himself. And I said, well, thank you so much. And he said, don't worry, I would have done it for anyone. Yeah, he had no common sense.
Right.
He's just one of those that you just go, shh, just don't talk.
Yeah.
Don't talk.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I never married him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Sue.
All right, have a good day.
If you want to go on our Facebook page.
Oh, my God, I know.
Savannah said, my cousin dated someone that thought she had a cow lick because a cow licked her head when she was younger. One of my favorite ones was, it was a post that I saw. It wasn't on our page. It was somewhere else. And she wanted to quit smoking, so she went and bought cold turkey from the grocery store.
Oh.
That's what she thought it meant. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. Linda, you dated someone who was so dumb.
That he didn't know why the word ambulance was written backwards on the front of it.
It's going, wow, they put those on wrong.
Yeah, it's like somebody stenciled that on wrong. It's like, get me out of this car now.
Oh, God. Eva's giving me the deer in headlights look. Do you need to explain it to her?
Shut up.
No, she's looking at me like we're aliens right now. Now she's asking the 16-year-old who's job shadowing.
Eva?
Eva, come on.
Wait, listen, Eva, when you're looking in your rearview mirror and an ambulance is coming up behind you, if it weren't written backwards, it would look backwards to you. It's a mirror image. So it does she not getting this, Blake?
No.
No, I get it.
We'll give Eva the Girl Scout cookies.
Okay,
am I the only one who never knew that?
I think so. I know. Okay. I'm sure there's someone else who just went, oh.
Come on, that's not the funniest thing ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She would think it's hilarious if she got it.
Well,
that's okay.
I have so many questions.
Linda, call back tomorrow and tell us the same thing. And then she'll be like, oh, my God, that's funny.
Wow. Okay. You know what?
Bye, Linda. Your dumb ex thought what?
Oh, I have two stories, two stupid exes. One who thought that he could burn a beehive off the corner of a house with a lighter and WD-40.
Oh, God.
The house should not catch on fire, but his parents realized as soon as they got home.
Yeah.
I had another ex who thought you could strain hot grease with a plastic strainer.
You could strain hot grease with a plastic...
Yeah, like we were using a Fry Daddy, and there was some crumbs in there, and he wanted to strain them out, and went to pour the hot grease on a plastic strainer.
Oh,
which melted.
Yeah.
Oh, it melted the plastic strainer, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hence the reason X.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, hold on. We may give it to you. Hold on, Samantha. Bailey, you dated someone who was so dumb, they what?
I thought he was so smart. Like you said, so smart about cars. Because he always used to talk about all these different things about cars. And I always fueled up my own tank. And one day I was like, hey, can you just put gas in my car for me? And he's like, yeah, no problem. And he brought it back and I went to drive it and it like broke down. And I was like, what's happening? And I was like, what did you put in it? And he's like, oh, yeah, like the green one. And I was like, what do you mean?
Oh.
And it was diesel in my Subaru Impreza.
It was
one of those things where I would tell all my friends, yeah, he knows all this stuff about cars. Like,
right.
He's so intelligent.
Right. Right up until he put diesel in your Subaru.
Yeah, I ruined my car.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Bailey.
Okay.
Heather, you dated someone who was dumb too?
Yeah, I dated this girl, and when I told her I was vegetarian, she was like, "Do you eat coconut?" She was convinced coconut meat wasn't actual meat.
Oh my God! Because it says coconut meat, like
yeah.
Is the white stuff, right? She thought coconut meat was not vegetarian.
Oh my God! I was like, yeah, coconuts are okay.
Oh my God! Okay, hold on. We have to discuss.
Oh God!
Hold on. Oh my God!
Okay.
So out of the three,
I kind of like the coconut.
I was gonna go with that too.
Coconut. Okay. Yeah.
Heather, you won the cookies.
Yep.
I did.
Yep. Oh no! Wait a minute. The caramel delights have some coconut meat in them.
I think I can handle them.
Oh my God! All right. Enjoy your Girl Scout cookies.
Thank you.
Needs to look like meat and it needs to feel like meat.
By the way, I just got an email from Justine who says, Blake, it says, Eva's not the only one.
Yay!
And Justine says, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know the ambulance thing either. I thought it was written backwards so the emergency room people could look in the mirror and see the vehicle.
Okay, Justine.
Tell her so she doesn't feel bad.
Hey, that's not me, though. Okay, so... I'm not in that group.
You just didn't get it at all?
I didn't know why. I don't think I even thought about it. But I thought, I know when an ambulance is behind me, I don't need to be able to read it in English. So I kind of think you guys are lame for having to have it in English to know that's what it is. I just know by sight. So go me.
Yeah. And everyone else who called, you know what? You're the dummies, not your exes. Okay? Okay? Don't make me beat you up and you're going to need an eknalabma. Okay. She got that one. Blake.